her. Mary wanted to know everything she could about the Lord. This was all new to them, and they had never heard anyone speak with authority like the Lord had spoke. And Mary wanted to learn everything that she possibly could. Mary was much like a sponge. She wanted to take in everything that Jesus said. She wanted to hear everything that he had to say, and she wanted to use it in her own life. You know, we have, she had a teachable spirit in that she wanted to learn all that she could from the one who could teach her. You know, we need people like that in our churches today that have a teachable spirit, you know, who people want to take and sit close to the Lord on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday evening, learning as much as they possibly can about the Lord. We need those who are not afraid to take their Bibles to school and to read them during the lunch hour and at study in the study hall. We need those who want to get up in the morning and the first thing they want to do is get into God's Word and see what he has for them for the day. We need those who will turn on a good Christian radio station and listen to good music and good preaching all day long. Mary could not get enough of what the Lord was teaching her and of what she needed to know. You know, we have too many today who are too embarrassed to carry their Bible and talk to other people about the Lord. They're too afraid of what people will say about them if they're in church more than once on a week. You know, they're too busy to open their Bible during the day for morning devotions and to take and pray at noon and at night. We need to realize that there's an awful lot of people in our schools that don't have a teachable spirit, who don't want to be taught. They don't feel that they need an education, but we need to realize that we need a teachable spirit in order to learn what we need to learn for the rest of our lives. You know, Mary, many are like Martha. That's Mary's sister, and they were too concerned about the cares of this world and did not care enough about being taught by the Master. We need people with a teachable spirit in our churches. You know, Mary was also thoughtful. In John chapter 13, verse 3, it says, "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." You know, Lazarus, that was Mary's brother, he was sick. They didn't know how sick he was. However, I do believe that he was in bed and couldn't get out. Mary knew that Jesus could heal the sick, cause the blind to see, cause the lame to walk, and even raise the dead. She was not thinking of herself, but she was thinking of her sick brother. You know, I believe Lazarus, Mary, Martha were very close as brothers and sisters. And here we see that her brother was sick and she was trying to make him feel better. You know, she sent for the Lord to come and to heal her brother, not realizing what was going to be happening down the road. We need to realize that she wasn't even thinking about herself. She was just thinking about her brother. You know, we need people who are thoughtful. We have way too many people today who think only of themselves and not thoughtful of others. They want to see what they can get out of life for themselves, and everything is me, 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 and not anybody else. We need people in our churches who will give the shirt off their back to help someone else. You know, in our society today, the attitude that we have is me. What can I get out of it? What is it in it for me and me only? And people don't think of others. Mary was also compassionate. In John 11, 32, 33, it says, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou wouldst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled." Lazarus had died. His illness was more than he could handle. and it overcame him, and he died. Not only did he die, but he was buried in a tomb, and a stone was rolled in front of the tomb. And Jesus came to the town where Mary and Martha were after Lazarus had died. He didn't come when Mary first called him. He went to another town, and Lazarus died. Now, Mary had compassionate heart. She grieved for her brother. In the previous verse, if we would have read the verse before that, we see the people in the area comforted Mary because of the death of her brother. Now we see her falling at the feet of Jesus, weeping over the death, not only of her brother, but one of Jesus' closest friends. Now, Mary had compassionate heart, even though she had just lost her brother. She fell at the feet of the Lord and worshiped in a worshiping posture. Now, Mary had no idea that her brother was going to raise from the dead. She thought that her brother was gone forever, and it saddened her because she was going to be away from her brother for a long time. She wasn't going to have her brother there because he had died. Now, her compassion she had for her dead brother weighed heavy on the Lord. Now, when Jesus saw her weeping, he groaned in his own spirit, and it caused him grief by the compassion that she had, and Jesus wept. Quiet. We need to have a compassionate heart. If someone has a heartache, they feel they should be able to get through it on their own. But many times we need someone who has a compassionate heart then go through it with them. But she also gave all that she had to the Lord. In John chapter 12 and verse 3, it says, "Then took Mary a pound of ointment of speckle, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." Here we see that Mary giving back to Jesus all that she personally had. She had enough love and compassion for the Lord that she was willing to give back to him all that she had. We see this is very expensive. What she gave to the Lord was very, very expensive. It says in John 12:5, it says, why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? 300 pence in today's money would be between $600 and $700. She took that $600 to $700 and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, and then she wiped it with her hair. We need to realize that she gave everything that she possibly could. In the days of the Bible, women would save and save and save and save so that they would have be able to buy things like that and use it for special occasions. More than likely, Mary had saved for a long time to be able to buy this 1 pound of perfume for herself. But she may have had some very special occasion where she wanted that ointment for her. Maybe she was thinking of maybe getting married sometime. But she had nothing else that she could give to the Lord, and she gave of the most precious possession she had. Notice she did not do it as so many of us would today. She only used part of it. She used the whole pound of the ointment and poured it on Jesus' feet. She could have just dipped her finger in it and put a little bit on there, but she didn't. She poured the whole pound onto his feet. The Bible says that the odor went throughout the whole house. That's how much that she had poured on his feet. Mary was not selfish. She gave the Lord everything that she had. The most precious thing that she had in all of her life, she gave to the Lord. We need people who are not afraid to give Jesus what they have and not be afraid to give him of their best. We have way too many people today and too many Christians who feel that it's okay just to give the Lord second best. We give God what we feel he deserves instead of what we should give him of our time, our talents, our tithes, and our testimonies. Mary gave even though she could have kept it back to the Lord as a memorial to him. You know, each of us need to take a lesson from the life of Mary. Each and every one of us need to take a lesson from the life of Mary. Number one, we need to be teachable. We need to have a teachable spirit. Number two, we need to be thoughtful. Number three, we need to be compassionate. And number four, we need to give all that we have back to the Lord. You know, if we would do these four things in our Christian life, we would have a much, much deeper desire to serve God in everything that we do and say. And, you know, there's a lesson that we can learn off of Mary, the sister of Lazarus. And we need to realize that we need those four things in our lives. And if we have them, we're going to be good students, we're going to be good people, and we need to take and use them. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in everything that we do. I just pray now that you'll help us and guide us in today. Help us get our pace work done. Help us get everything accomplished we need to get done today. We love you. We thank you for what you've done for us. We just pray now that you'll be with us today and help us get through everything and give us a good day at home tonight. We'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we've got lots to do today. Let's get up and get rolling.